Colin from Boston asks, I'm trying to create brand awareness for a new business in Boston. Do you have a rule of thumb for a number of tweets, posts, content creation, etc., over the course of a week, month, and year when marketing out of the gate? Well, Colin, we got a lot to talk about. Okay, Colin, this is a question I get asked a lot by companies just starting out. And the first thing I want to say is it's the wrong one. I think most marketing people in startups are way too focused on tactics and insufficiently focused on story. So what I would say is go back to the basics. You know, who are you talking to about this thing? What is the value proposition of your product to those people vis-a-vis currently available alternatives? And then finally, how can you distill that value proposition once you found it down to a simple narrative, you know, a story that makes them want to learn more about your product? Looked at this. Colin Greenhalgh is the entrepreneur who asked me this. His company is called Truss, and I checked it out online. It looks like a marketplace for office space that helps companies find and secure a place to kind of hang their hat. So, you know, my initial thought is just, you know, you're competing in a business that's really been all about relationships forever. And the first question you need to answer if you want to provide an alternative model to what people are already used to, which is, you know, I have a real estate guy. You got to explain, how is this better? And assuming it can't be better for everyone, who is it better for? You know, whenever you have a startup that's trying to disrupt the status quo, you got to start with what people hate about the way things are now. So, you know, do people not want to deal with real estate guys? That's certainly not true of people who have a relationship with the right one. So, you know, is this for, you know, smaller folks, like people who don't know a guy? I assume that it is. So why is it better for them? You know, a couple of options come to mind very, very quickly. Is it simpler, meaning, you know, less of a distraction from the business of running your business? If you're targeting smaller companies, let's say folks who are looking for, you know, 5,000 to 10,000 square feet, and these people don't want to deal with real estate. If that's the case, then you got to build a story about how, you know, the bad guy here in your story is the time you're wasting schlepping around with some real estate guy in the back of his Mercedes SUV all afternoon. And maybe this system helps you narrow your choices more effectively, get down to a shorter list, have more productive time. It looks like on the site you got, you know, AR, VR walkthroughs. And I could see that being, you know, helpful in narrowing down my options. Maybe it's about control, meaning now I'm an entrepreneur and I can have direct access to all the stuff a good real estate guy has access to. So I'm empowered to make better choices without depending on some, you know, middleman with a financial stake in the outcome. I could certainly see, you know, that. But if it is a control story rather than a simplicity and an empowerment versus liberation, you know, that's a very different way to sort of talk about this thing, a very different value prop for the user. And it means a very different story has to be at the core of whatever it is you're doing. So the bottom line here is most entrepreneurs, in my experience, should be focused way less on how often to talk and much more on what they should be saying every time they do. Try a few things, talk to your customers, watch what makes their eyes light up, you know, figure that out first. And you're halfway home. Here come the hot stepper.